Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Axisa from CBS Sports joins us right now. Mike, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Axisa?
Yep, perfect.
Perfect. All right. Well, that's
don't get that very often.
Good. I know. I don't. Nobody ever says that to me. Mike, thanks for joining us. Manny Machado to the Padres, and wrote a nice article about kind of the domino effect of that. First of all, tell us how this actually happened. I mean, going back to the end of last regular season, there was no way any Padre fan, and I'm guessing that not even Padre ownership, had Manny Machado on their radar. What changed over the last 4 or 5 months to even make this possible in the first place?
Yeah, it seems like all the teams that we all kind of expected to be in on Machado, with the Phillies, the Yankees, teams like that, they kept kind of dragging their feet.
Yeah.
And the longer Machado sat out there, and this applies to Bryce Harper as well, the longer they sat out there, it created an opportunity for some teams to kind of sneak in there. And I think the Padres are kind of, they're in a really great place right now because they have this amazing farm system. They obviously have money to spend, and there's some motivation to get better. You know, the ownership has shown that, you know, we want to get better. We don't want to be one of those teams that's okay, we're starting a 5-year rebuild right now. No, they're ready to start winning now. They signed Hosmer last year, and when they signed Hosmer, it kind of reminded me of the Jason Murph signing with the Nationals way back when. They weren't very good, but they signed him. This Machado signing, it reminds me now of when the Nationals signed Scherzer. They went out and got that star, that centerpiece guy. And, you know, teams just, it seems like they waited too long and they kind of just outsmarted themselves a little bit, got too cute. And the Padres, A.J. Preller met with Machado a few weeks ago and at his home in Miami, and they just kind of swooped in and got it done. And it's a great move for them.
Mike, one of the things you talk about in your article is the two differences in the stadiums, Camden Yards, Petco Park. Petco Park earned a pitcher-friendly definition, I guess, early on in its early stages, before they moved the fences in, before the buildings behind it started going up. Talk a little bit about that and how it pertains to Manny Machado.
Yeah, when Petco opened, it certainly deserved that reputation of being pitcher-friendly.
It did.
You know, and since they brought the walls in, and also just some of the other things going on downtown, some of the buildings that went up, it kind of changed the wind patterns and everything. And the park plays, it's still not a great hitter's park, but it's basically kind of neutral right now.
Right.
It's neither hitter nor pitcher. Camden Yards in Baltimore, that's definitely a hitter's park. But Machado, he's the kind of hitter, it doesn't really matter. He's going to hit anywhere. He's going to lose, you know, some of those home runs in Baltimore that were pop-ups that kind of carried into the first row. He'll lose some of those, but he's going to pick up a lot of doubles.
Yeah.
The gaps in Petco are enormous, and, I mean, Machado just peppers the ball from foul line to foul line. He'll lose a few doubles on those kind of pop-up home runs he'd hit in Baltimore, but he's going to make up for it with a lot of doubles. This is not like some average hitter here. This is one of the best hitters in the game. Yeah, he might hit a few, you know, couple fewer homers, but it's really not going to matter. He's going to be great no matter where he is.
Mike Axisa, CBS Sports, joining us to talk about the Padres signing of Manny Machado, which, if you're just tuning in, is official now. All right, so the ripple effect through baseball. The first ripple that was felt was out of the mouths of the Chicago White Sox, who were visibly upset Manny Machado chose the Padres over the White Sox. What happens from here now around baseball? Because there are still so many free agents out there, including Bryce Harper, to be had.
Yeah, well, you know, the White Sox, reportedly they offered something like $250 million with options and all sorts of stuff. But so it wasn't the same offer. The offers were not equal. And
right.
Yeah, of course they could be upset that they lost out, but you didn't exactly put, you know, it wasn't like he chose a better offer, you know, a lesser offer to go to San Diego. It's the White Sox didn't really give themselves much of a chance with that offer. Sounds like they're not even going to go after Bryce Harper now. So it's up to Harper. He's kind of in the driver's seat right now because the teams that lost out on Machado have nowhere else to turn. The Phillies, they have to be desperate right now. They've had a really good offseason, kind of in a vacuum. But if they don't walk away without Harper, it's going to be really bad because they've been planning for this for a few years. They have a clear need for another bat in their lineup. And these guys are young. You know, Machado is not 31 years old, 32. He's 26. So is Harper. These are centerpiece kind of players. So now Harper and Scott Boras, they have like there's no other competition now. If you want a star player, you have to talk to them. So they're in a good spot. The Phillies they're the team that are kind of, they're in the most trouble here. They're pretty desperate. So they're going to, Boras is really going to go to work on them. I don't know what the White Sox are going to do. I feel like they've been setting their fans up for disappointment the whole time. Because it never really seemed all that realistic that they would get one of these guys. And what happens after that with Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell? Well, still, it's not just Harper and Machado. It's other guys as well. And I don't know if it's going to be, all right, once Harper signs, then we just kind of move down the line and everybody else signs. I wonder if another team, with somebody that lost out on Machado, like the White Sox, they're going to pass on Harper. Would they maybe turn around and go to Keuchel and try to get that done sooner? I don't know, but there should be some movement now. I think that could get done pretty soon, within the next week or so, now that the wheels are kind of in motion here. But yeah, we're still waiting for some of these big free agents to sign, and now the longer spring training goes on and these guys don't report, it's not good for baseball.
Yeah, Mike Azeza joins us here on Gwynn and Chris, CBS Sports. Mike, you talked a little bit about the pressure that Philadelphia probably is feeling right now, but I've been hearing things along the lines of maybe they don't go after Bryce Harper, they go after a Keuchel and a Kimbrell. Is that the right move? I mean, to me, it seems it's easy. You go after Bryce Harper, you need that bat, I think, a little bit more than you need starting pitching.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that is posturing. Mm. You know, there were a couple of reports recently that Harper doesn't want to play in Philadelphia. Now the Phillies are saying, maybe we don't really want Harper. It seems like they're just kind of egging each other on a little bit here. But the Phillies, you know, they've had a good offseason just overall. Yeah. If you just look at it in a vacuum, getting McCutcheon and Robertson as free agents, trading for Segura and Real Moto, those were great
moves.
That's
right.
But they need that extra bat. And as good as they are, as good as Rhys Hoskins is, he's not like a cornerstone type of player, not like your centerpiece star. And Harper certainly is that guy. And the Phillies, they've been planning for this offseason for like 2 or 3 years now. And, you know, they have all this money cleared up and they've made some really smart moves now, but they haven't made the big move. And I think their fans, especially their fans, if they don't get Harper, their fans
they're
are going to
be pissed
about that.
Philadelphia fans won't say a word.
And the thing with the Phillies is they went 80-82 last year. They haven't been to the playoffs, I think, since 2011 now. This is not a team that's a lot to contend without Harper. They really need to, especially in that division with so many other good teams, they need to do something to kind of create some separation there, give themselves a reason to think they're the favorites. And as far as I'm concerned, the only guy who does that's still available is Harper. Keuchel's really good. Yeah. Kimbrell's really good, but they're not Harper. And
no.
The Phillies, where they are right now, kind of just coming out of their rebuilds, ready to contend, and you have this star caliber player in his mid-20s available, you go out and get him, which is what the Padres did. And the Phillies, I feel like they kind of outsmarted themselves with this and played it a little too cute and lost out on Machado. And now they're kind of at the whim of Harper and Boras here. They have to just get a deal done with them now.
Tough Phillies. We're sitting pretty right now. Mike, last question for me. Just baseball free agents in general, and one of the guys I'm sticking up for is Adam Jones. He's a San Diego guy. He was in studio with us actually about a week ago. He is shredded. I mean, this guy is ready to play right now. I don't care how old he is. Which of the free agents that are out there available, the two dozen, three dozen really good players, are really probably in the most jeopardy right now of not getting signed and maybe having to figure out something else to do?
Yeah, I think a guy like Jones is a perfect example because he's in his mid-30s now, and even last year he was good last year, but he wasn't Adam Jones at his peak. And players like that, teams are just kind of ignoring them. And it's a shame what's happening, but that's the way it is. And even though Jones is still productive, I look at Cleveland and it's like, why aren't they signing Adam Jones here? Because their outfield is just, it's a mess. And I don't know. Guys like that are the older veteran players. I know Cameron Maybin just signed recently, but he's someone who I feel like if, you know, if the Giants didn't pick him up like they did, he might be heading for a forced retirement here. And it's a shame. I don't know what's going to happen with Jones, but he's somebody who, there are not 120 better outfielders than Adam Jones in baseball. He could fit somewhere. And will somebody step up? I don't know. The Padres, they have enough outfielders as it is. It's fun a story as it would be for him to go home. They're not really lacking outfielders right now, but I feel like some team out there, the Indians again, they just stand out as the perfect fit, but nothing, it's just, there's just nothing happening with them right now.
Mike, one last,
like that for a lot of players.
One last question for you before we let you get out of here. Along those lines of free agency, you look out at football, NFL, you look at the NBA during the offseason, they remain in the storyline because of their free agent, because how active it is. Is this bad for the game of baseball, you know, to be, as far as competing with the other leagues 12 months out of the year?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I think what, you know, it didn't used to be like this.
No.
This is a relatively new phenomenon here, and I feel like the collective bargaining agreement is, I think it's 2 years away from expiring, so there's really no reason to expect this to change because the rules are in place and this is working well for the team, so they're going to keep doing it. You know, baseball, the attendance declined last year league-wide, but if you look deeper into the numbers, it declined primarily with really bad teams, the teams that are not really trying. You know, the Pirates had a huge dip and the Marlins had a huge dip. The teams that are competing are trying to contend. They're doing okay in attendance, but the bad teams are not. And I think the more teams that are kind of just saying, you know what, we're not really going to contend, so let's just tear it all down. Those teams are going to start taking a little bit of a hit financially. And I think once that happens, it'll maybe turn things around. But yeah, this is bad for baseball. We shouldn't be talking about Machado and Harper, where are they going to sign on February 20th. This should be done, and we should be looking at pictures of them in spring training and getting excited. It's not good for baseball, and I just don't know how they're going to fix this with how it gets fixed organically. You know, it's not just something that'll just change on its own. They're going to have to rewrite the CBA to get this fixed.
I think you're right, Mike. I think baseball's headed for certainly an interesting situation in the next year or two. But for now, we're celebrating in San Diego. We appreciate your time and your insight, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again.
Sure, absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.